AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The leader of the FBI is defending the Bureau's handling of intelligence before January's deadly Capitol riot.
Director Chris Wray says the attack was appalling.
Behavior that we, the FBI, view as domestic terrorism.
Capitol Police leaders have said they were unaware of an FBI report the day before the attack warning of potential violence. Wray told a Senate panel the information was shared three different ways, though it was raw and unverified intelligence.
Our folks made the judgment to get that information to the relevant people as quickly as possible.
Wray says the attack was not an isolated incident, that domestic terror is metastasizing, and the problem won't go away soon. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And Christopher Wray says ideology doesn't matter.
The FBI will not tolerate agitators and extremists who plan or commit violence, period. And that goes for violent extremists of any stripe.
A Biden administration official says Merck is going to work with Johnson & Johnson to speed up production of J&J's new coronavirus vaccine. Civil rights activist and former presidential advisor to Bill Clinton, Vernon Jordan, has died. He was 85. The attorney for the family of a 5-year-old girl critically injured in a crash involving former Kansas City Chiefs assistant coach Britt Reid says the girl suffered a devastating brain injury that has left her unable to speak or walk. Attorney Tom Porto says Ariel Young's family wants to see the most serious charges and the most serious sentence. The governor of a Nigerian state says hundreds of girls abducted last week from a boarding school have been freed. The business that preserves and protects Dr. Seuss's legacy announced it will stop publishing 6 titles because of racist and insensitive imagery. Some books by Dr. Seuss have been increasingly criticized over the way blacks, Asians, and others are portrayed. This is AP News. Where are we now with the pandemic?
COVID-19 infections, hospitalizations, and deaths are down dramatically since the dark days of January. The number of deaths, though, is still dangerously high and has even risen slightly over the past several days. There are 3 approved vaccines now. More than 50 million adults have gotten at least one dose of vaccine so far. That's about 20% of the adult population. But it's so tough in so many places to schedule an appointment. The White House says it knows that, and it's working with states on trying to make it easier. COVID-19 has now killed almost 515,000 people in this country, more than 2.5 million around the world, according to Johns Hopkins University. I'm Rita Foley.
Volvo says it will make only electric vehicles by 2030 and is phasing out the production of all cars with internal combustion engines. That includes hybrids. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.